What's up, family? I'm Joe Lemon, and welcome to the Sales Culture Podcast. And I'm using this platform to really talk about the latest sales and marketing strategies, the tactics, and everything that's reshaping the whole modern day workforce. And so check this out. I saw a really interesting stat that the average person will change careers 5 to 7 times during their work career, right? And that's even going up as of last year, where they said approximately 30% of the total workforce is changing jobs every 12 months. So that's a simple way to kind of have a glance at how things are evolving and really more people working from home. And I think it's beautiful, honestly. I think there's going to be a lot of different looks that we're going to experience. So I want to kind of talk a little bit about how companies are handling those strategies. And of course, me being a sales guy and just loving marketing, I mean, I think that there's a nice merger between that whole, I hate this term, but schmarketing world, you know, where it's combining these different efforts. I believe that podcasting is a great way to kind of merge it and really get back to doing the basics of having conversations with people from all walks of life. And, you know, I really want to challenge myself to have more conversations with people that have different views than me as well. I think it's going to challenge me to kind of think differently and try to see it from their perspective. So that's one route or one rabbit hole I want to go down on a personal artistic note. But honestly, I'm using this to more so focus on business. And podcasting is a great way to open doors into different places, right? So especially if you're trying to network on a different level, if you're trying to, you know, reach some of your target accounts that are just hard to get into because everybody and their mom is just doing the traditional route of going through the front door, you know, pick up the phone, cold calling or sending a cold email or sending some bland spammed out LinkedIn message. Why not offer some value first and invite them on your podcast? So to kind of give you guys some quick two-second backstory, I got into podcasting about 2 years ago, and I just fell in love with this space because it allowed me just to build authentic connection with people, have a simple conversation. You know, it goes deeper than me just kind of sending out a tweet or having them DM'd on like a Instagram message. Podcasting is something special to me, man. I think people really get that when they kind of get in the booth with someone or they get face to face with someone. That's why I like doing face to face podcasts. And so I got invited out to be the podcast host of the digital marketing. It's called a digital MarCon event out here like in LA. And I ran into some really cool people. And so I want to show you guys and I want to give you guys a really, you know, a quick on the spot tactical way about how you can get into podcasting. I launched out a series earlier this week where I ran through it's a quick 3-part series. If you haven't gotten to podcasting, it lays out the step-by-step process to have a strategy around your podcast. When I first got into it, I just started picking up the actual microphone and I just start talking. And, you know, sounds like gibberish, but over time, I've kind of harnessed it and trying to get some more, thoughtful conversations involved and really have a strategy about my messaging. So, you know, I got invited out to be the host of this podcast and I was like, look, you know, there's nothing better than just grabbing people and getting their thoughts, especially just off the cuff. And I think this can be done in business as well. So I had a booth there and I just started grabbing some of the attendees. I talked to a lot of the speakers that were there and we just started talking about the latest trends in marketing and some of their challenges. And I wanted to give you some value today because I want to show you how I think this can be how you can build a really engaging conversation with a stranger. And so, you know, I had a chance to run into this marketing coordinator for the software company. Her name is Alexandria Kuipers, and she was the very first person that kind of came past the booth. And I was like, if you got some downtime, let's hop on the mics, let's just chop it up, and you know, you can kind of tell me your story really quick. So that's kind of what we did. And I want to walk through the steps. I'm gonna let you guys hear the actual interview as well. Let me know if I hit my marks. But it's really simple. You want to tell a story because people can engage with stories. People recognize stories, and it's what keeps us, right? It's like the whole Hollywood theme here. And I think you have to start with being curious in people. Like the mindset has to be like you have to start with, I'm curious. I want to learn more about this person, right? And there's a really good audiobook, highly recommend it. These guys also do courses. Dan Miller's the author of this book called Building a Story Brand. And he also does like in-person courses and the on-site trainings. And, you know, I'm just kind of giving him way too many plugs right now. But I think that his content is so powerful. And I'm also signed up for his email blast because It's just simple ways, simple, direct ways to go about telling your brand story. And so I think we should do the same things once we have conversations, especially when you're trying to introduce someone new to an actual audience. And so a lot of people I'm bringing on, you guys won't know. They're like, you know, the behind the scenes people. They aren't the people that, you know, champion a lot of the things that you guys probably heard a lot over and over again in the business world. So I want to share those stories. And so how I start with is trying to get some backstory, trying to get to know the person. And it can start with something super lame and basic as where you're from, because there's a little bit of context that you can always grab from that as a way to build rapport. I mean, this is sales 101 stuff here, right? I mean, back to the basics, let's be human, right? So let's figure out who they are, what they like, where they're from, and you can grab some ideas about that just off of that question. So finding out where they're from, and then I like to get into how they got involved with the work that they're doing now. And then there needs to be something that kind of draws people, right? Because that's not enough to hold them. So getting something that kind of that's going to drive up to this climax of, okay, you got involved in this industry because you wanted to do blank, or you want to have such and such impact, you know, whatever that may be for them, let them lay it out. And then go into that trouble spot, right? Or go into that climax area. And so, you know, try to glean out of them maybe some struggles that they had growing their business. That's one good one I like to have. Or things that they're currently facing. You know, one of the lame questions that we used to always talk about from The Whole Sales Machine, which is a really good book, honestly. The Ultimate Sales Machine is probably one of the best books out there for any salespeople to kind of build a process around having conversations. And, you know, but one of the things it talks about is literally what keeps you up at night. That could be phrased all types of different ways. What are you struggling with, et cetera. You know, you guys can figure that out. But having something that says that is of value, or something that's like rocking the person, because 9 times out of 10 is probably rocking the audience as well. And so have them lay that out. And then talk about possible solutions. If they haven't figured it out yet, you guys can talk it through together, or even just having them lay out that problem and putting it out in the atmosphere, and then have some engaging conversations around it with the audience is even great as well. But talk about a possible solution, button up that conversation, and then find ways for people to connect. So hear it live. Let's get into it with Alexandria Kuypers.
No, you're locked in, dude.
That's good.
Alexandra, so you're born and raised in LA?
Yes.
Okay. And you got into marketing how?
You know, I always had a knack for it. And yeah. I have, if I don't say so myself, awesome people skills. So it was super easy, you know?
You do have good people skills. I mean, you just rolled up like,
yeah,
hey, what
hello.
Is this?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've just always had a passion for it. And I just feel like I was made for it. And it was made for me kind of in a way.
Oh, yeah. Hell
as
yeah.
Romantic as that can be with marketing.
That's really romantic, actually. So you've been doing it for how long now?
For a couple of years now. Probably like 5, going on 5. Yeah.
What's the toughest part about marketing today? Because
ooh.
I do some marketing, but I'm more like, I'm into the media piece. I like that angle of it. But what's the toughest part about, like, when someone's like, hey, I need you to market my blank service, mm-hmm. blank product?
I think the toughest part is, you know, with the technology constantly changing in this world, constantly
yeah.
changing.
Yeah.
The toughest part is knowing where to go and where to be at the right time for it to be big, right? So I think that's hard. And also at my job, I'm a one-woman marketing
lady. Oh, so you're wearing all the caps.
Yeah, so it's hard because you get stretched so thin.
Yeah.
You want to be relevant in each space, but yeah. sometimes you just have to focus on one, and then hopefully that's the one that's was good to focus on.
What's your favorite platform with all? I mean, because there's so many options. Like, which one makes the most sense for your business, I guess? I mean, because, you know, and they're constantly evolving. Like, LinkedIn's, mm-hmm. like, right now, I mean, I'm loving it on LinkedIn, but I mean,
where do you play? So I work for a software company, and I would think LinkedIn would be the best
yeah.
platform, but actually Facebook brings in the most, leads, which is actually strange to me.
No, I mean, but if it's working, it's working, though. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, I think that kind of speaks to your challenge that you mentioned, is that knowing where to be as times are constantly changing, and then, you know, which one's going to make the most sense for your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if Facebook's killing, then it's killing.
Yeah, and I always say, when you're marketing, you're not failing, you're just learning, and yeah. you just got to pivot, you know?
Dude, you said you weren't good on the mic, man. Come on, man. Like, you just hopped right on, like, this cold. There was no warm-up. You didn't know you were going to do this interview this morning.
No, I did not. I mean, my coworker ran away. Right when
she
I,
totally
like,
abandoned
the
she's
microphone.
Like,
I was like, she's this
like,
is mine.
She's like, dude, there's a camera, there's a mic, I'm out. And I'm like, come on in. And you're like, sure. So Alexandra, I think you did great on the microphones.
Oh, thank you so much. If you ever need me again.
this might happen. I mean, I'm here all week, so this might be a multiple type of appearance type of thing. But tell everybody how to find you. If you're on social, let them know how they can reach you.
Yeah, sure. I'm Alexandra Kuypers. I'm probably the only one on any social platform. And if you need me, my last name is spelled Kuypers. I don't know if that, hopefully that'll help. I'll give you my business card.
yeah, please. So Alexandra Kuypers, thank you so much for jumping on the podcast, and I'm definitely going to share it out with everyone.
Oh, thank you so much, Joe. Thanks.
And with that, it's a wrap. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Sales Culture Podcast. Please go show Alexandria some love. She did a phenomenal job, I thought. So I'll have a link to her LinkedIn page below in the show notes. Check that out. And give her some feedback, man. And let me know if this three-step process to kind of interviewing strangers makes sense for you and your business. I would love to hear people that are launching their own podcast, always looking to connect with other podcasters just for the hell of it. So with that said, guys, thank you for tuning in, and go subscribe and give me some ratings. Give me 5 stars. Give me some love so I can help this podcast get discovered on multiple platforms. Until next time, you guys be phenomenal.
Struggling to connect with buyers in an overcrowded, noisy sales landscape? Today's buyers want more than a spray and pray email blast. Launch a podcast and collaborate on content with people that matter most in your industry. Learn more at salesculture.work.